Welcome to Econ Talk, part of the Library of Economics and Liberty. I'm your host, Russ Roberts, of George Mason University and Stanford University's Hoover Institution. Our website is econtalk.org, where you can subscribe, find other episodes, comment on this podcast, and find links and other information related to today's conversation. Our email address is mail@econtalk.org. We'd love to hear from you. Today is August 17th, 2010, and my guest is Daniel Pink. His latest book is Drive, The Surprising Truth About What Motivates Us. Dan, welcome back to Econ Talk.
It's great to be here once again, Russ.
Now, your book argues that we have the wrong models of motivation in how we understand business and education. Explain what you think has changed in motivation and what we ought to do about it.
Well, I went back and looked at about 50 years of research in behavioral science, mostly psychology, and then in recent years a little bit of economics. And what it says, at least the way I read the research fairly clearly, is that the classic set of motivators that we use inside of businesses, but also I think in schools and in our families, what I call if-then motivators. If you do this, then you get that. They work pretty well for certain kinds of things. They work pretty well for relatively simple, straightforward, algorithmic sort of work. Work where you're turning the same screw the same way on an assembly line, or stuffing envelopes, or adding up columns of figures in a white-collar office. The evidence is pretty clear. They get you to focus. They do reasonably well. The trouble is that for work that requires greater complexity, greater creativity, greater conceptual thinking, there's a fair amount of evidence that says that those kinds of motivators, again, the if-then motivators, often don't work very well and can sometimes backfire. And my contention is that most work in advanced economies is becoming less routine and algorithmic, because that kind of work you can send overseas or automate it, and that as a result we have this kind of mismatch, that we're using essentially a motivational operating system, a set of assumptions and protocols that's really made for 20th century work, these if-then motivators, and applying them to 21st century work. And we have compatibility problems. And my suggestion is, looking at the research, that we upgrade to a different approach to motivation, one that is far less reliant on if-then rewards, not on all rewards, but on a certain kind of reward, and that prizes other sorts of motivators, such as autonomy, mastery, and a sense of purpose.
Yeah, certainly those last three. Let's talk about those in a little more detail before we move on in more depth to looking at the more detail about the form of motivation that works and what doesn't work. Talk about those autonomy, mastery, and the third one
is purpose.
Purpose. Go ahead.
Well, and what it shows, I think what the research shows, again, as I read it, is, again, I don't want this to seem like it's a screed against rewards of all kinds and a cry for everyone to do volunteer work and never be remunerated. That's not the point at all. The point is that if you look at the research, it shows, I think pretty clearly, that you got to pay people enough, that if you don't pay people enough, you're not going to get motivation. But once you pay people enough, and I would argue pay people more than enough, additional units of money have relatively little impact on additional units of performance or additional units of satisfaction. What seems to matter more are these other elements, autonomy. Autonomy is essentially self-direction. And if you look at management as it's, you know, we have this sort of misplaced notion of management. We think of it as something that emanated from nature or that was delivered to us from God, when in fact it's just something that some guy invented in the 1850s. And it's Gary Hamel has said this, it's a technology. It's a technology really for getting compliance. That's what it's for. And even if you sand off the rough edges, that's what the goal of management essentially is. My belief is that